What's up, guys? My name is Matt Pennington. This is another episode of The Slow Roll. We're back. We're here with my buddy, John Borneman. I hate John. Whatever you want to call him, you better love him. yeah, we're here. We're hanging out in Central Park. We're up. I'm visiting for a little bit, and I figured let's have a little conversation. No, I start with my friend of, like, fucking 10 years. I hit you with, like, intro voice the whole time.
I've never been on a podcast before, but yeah. Happy to be here with Matt on the pod. I'm John. We're live from the Garden of Eden. It's Pride Month, so we started with two guys this time.
Yeah, we said Adam and Adam.
Yep. Just for this month, though, at the end, we're taking that shit down.
Yeah, honestly, this is going to get deleted. And then I'm just going to only upload lesbian porn for the rest of time. That's my plan, you guys. No.
As an ally.
As an ally. Because, like, that's what should be in the world. Not white men splitting privilege to buy a bigger house.
Well, when you put it like that, it sounds kind of nice.
Yeah, right? Yeah. That's what this fucking talking about speaking to my mom earlier. She said, maybe not my mom, maybe some other random lady said this. No, she said the Episcopal Church always loves when a gay white man joins. Why? They have deep pockets.
True.
Because it's like, yeah, they can throw as much money into the church as possible. And it's not, and they're religious men and whatnot. There's nothing against. Also, it's, you know, Catholic Church kind of wild. Mm-hmm. It's hilarious to, like, need to come around that hard on being gay when we don't even have to get into the Catholic Church. It's like, wait, they can't do it as adults, but you can do it to a kid?
Speaking of the Catholic Church and with the new Pope, Pope Leo, they're saying he might be the one to allow marriage for popes.
Which, really?
For popes, because that hadn't been a thing. Now, I don't know. Maybe it'd be cool.
I think it'd be a big switch. They say that, I'm quoting Yannis Pappas and Stavros here. I won't steal Greek valor. And my good buddy George, they say that the reason that the Greeks aren't touching the kids is because they're married. Well, they have wives.
Well,
like those, like, yeah, the priests and pastors. Yeah. And the reason that they're not even just doing weird stuff, like, you're just not gonna, like, you're just not gonna, like, embezzle as many funds, like, if you have a wife.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like you're allowed to have kids. It's like you don't feel like you need to take over the community.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a single man with a lot of free time. Even not an evil-spirited one. You better be making some fucking money or making something. You know what I mean?
You better have a good hobby. Like, if you're not getting into, like, cabinetry.
Yeah.
You need to be, like, yeah, like, if I, like, if you're not woodworking, painting.
If there's a 50-some-year-old single man, he's not rolling in money, he's not into cabinetry, he doesn't, you know, build engines on a pool table, then you need to check his house for a hard drive.
Yeah, it's it's extremely sketchy. It's extremely sketchy for that to, like, just go unchecked. Like, wait, he's I don't know. Wait, you don't have some weird train collection? Like, there's not something you're oddly obsessed with? You can't, like, you know, it's like, or, like, watch too many documentaries, something like that, where it's like, you gotta have something that you're occupying your brain with. Because, like, it's not like it will lead to a hard drive, but it's just, like, they're gonna do the wrong thing.
Yeah, and then I feel like, you know, if you're a 50-some-year-old man, I mean, not even on some incel, but, like, say you're an incel or not, by that time, it's like, I don't know, I think in a man's life, when you're 50-something and still alone and not going, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like at that time, you're either completely content, just, like, chilling. But I think, correct me if I'm wrong. You may know this. Okay, you know how women go through menopause, right?
Yeah.
Like, as you get older. With men, I feel like you're still horny as fuck when you're a older man. I don't know. Like,
and
you could,
like,
be.
And, like, that's like probably just got to be interesting for guys as they get older. Like, what am I, like... Like, they probably want to do it, but then they, like, look in the mirror and they're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like that thought's got to be like that part.
Now when you
that,
put
like,
it like that,
that like the part that like 65-year-old men that are still like going to the bar, have a couple drinks to get that confidence rolling.
Uh huh.
You know what I mean? That part that they're not admitting, where they wake up in the morning and they're just like, oh.
Yeah.
This is you.
The in between. Yeah.
They, and like they're like, you're still trying to fuck. Look at your skin, man. You know, like people should barely even be wanting to rub your feet. Like.
Yeah. And it's true. You know, it's all, you see it at bars all the time. You see it and you know it. You're like, oh, here's the old guy that's too drunk that's, you know.
Kind of here. Well, and also here for pussy.
Oh, yeah, no.
Not like here for a good time. Like, you could, there's old guys that are like, I'm just here watching the fucking game, man. Yeah. I don't like sitting in my house.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he, like, instantly tells you, he's like, I don't like being alone. It's boring.
Yeah. And there's, like, that's cool. Then that's cool.
At least self-aware. Yeah.
But then there's the one that's like, in trying to infiltrate your group that you're with, there's the old, you know.
What are you guys getting into?
Yeah. Dude, oh, I remember when we were in Destin, Florida on a big trip.
If you guys weren't doing coke to Motley Crue in 84, I mean, I get it. You guys weren't even born yet, but I'm telling you, I was.
You're in Destin? Well, I was just going to.
Yeah.
The guy,
you guys, yeah,
we were happening at this house, in this big beach house, like spring break shit, and a door broke, I guess, and the Airbnb people sent a guy out there to fix the door, and we're out there partying, no idea this guy's coming there. It's like 1 in the afternoon, everyone's on ecstasy and shit, and this old man dude comes out there, and he's wiling. He starts trying to fix the door, and at first we're like hanging out with him, but then it turns into the point where he's like, probably drank 4 or 5 beers at this point. The door is not getting fixed, and he is like asking to slap girls' asses. And we're like, shh. Gary, dude.
This is, fix the door, brother.
One door closes, another one opens.
That's, yeah. What, one door breaks, and so does this man's resolution. He's like, you know what, dude? I've been sober for 10 years. I see underage put. None of that. They were all 18, but still, he's like, they're under 21. What the hell? This is crazy.
Oh, what a time.
Hell yeah, dude. Destin. Last time I was in Florida was COVID times, Miami. I was in Miami. It was after a music festival. It was fun.
Yeah.
Just riding up and down the coast.
Yeah. I remember when you were doing this. Yeah.
Yeah. Damn, full disclosure for the podcast, I just smoked a little bit of pot. And I just, you know, and this is going to be, I'm just going to say this out loud. Usually we're here, we're riffing, we're raving. You guys are watching, like, you usually don't post. But it's so nice to be in a beautiful area, like, just down, it's like we said it at the top, but it's like you're usually doing a podcast in a basement, you're drunk.
Yeah.
Somehow no one smoked a cigarette in the house, but it smells like smoke.
It, yes, yes, yes. No, that's, yeah. I feel like we didn't really acknowledge that. Yeah, we're really out here in nature right now. It's really nice.
I noticed it because usually, like, when I'm this ripped on a podcast, like, it's not like, one, I haven't been smoking. Because I got the damn broken collarbone, folks. Yeah, it's fun. I haven't really recapped that on a pod yet. I fell off a scooter.
I feel like the pod's going to want more than that.
I guess, yeah. I think I guess I haven't even really given you the full story of how it happened. So, me and my friends, my buddy Sam Cochran is in a band, Seven Teller. But then he was playing in this group, Radish, down at Cat's Eye. Mm-hmm. Pub down in Fells Point, Baltimore, and me and my buddies go down there, and we're having some drinks, we're having a grand old time.
Mm-hmm.
And my buddy Chris, we're all hammered, we're coming back, and it's like, dude, we're all planning, like, let's go home and watch The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Like, we're like, let's get hammered and watch westerns, like, go pick up a bottle. We don't want to sip whiskey the whole time. You know what I mean? We're fucked up. Fucking. And Chris has the scooter. And he hits a jump off a curb. And I was like, I want to do it.
Yep.
And I'm having a good time. And I go. And the scooter. And I'll give you guys the visual. It's like one of those parts where it's where a car would pull into a parking lot. So there's like the angle, little 10 degree angle like this, but then there's the sharp part where it goes back to a normal sidewalk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I go to hit the sharp part to get a nice bit of air, not realizing that these things don't have, like, you can't tilt them. They're just gonna go flat with whatever surface. So when I turned it 45 degrees, there was no leaning with it so that it would ride upright.
No.
It just went.
It just, yeah, yeah.
It just turned right, and I just had just fucking all the way to the ground, bang, and then
full momentum there.
I'll superimpose a screenshot of what the brake looks like.
Oh, we need that.
Yeah, it's like this. It's bad. And yeah, probably good to get ahead of that on a podcast before I have to tell it on 13 million other podcasts.
Dude, I've been, so first off,
have
with
you ever
scooters,
broken any bones?
Yeah. I have broken some bones. My friend Garrett down in Tampa broke his wrist like a year ago on one of those scooters, and someone else I know got fucked up on the scooters. Very, very crazy. Yeah, what did I break bones
little
for?
Little Velcro ASMR guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God. Wait, hilarious moment last night. John and I were drunk in an Uber, and someone honked behind us, and John just goes, huh?
I forgot about that.
It's from the back seat, and then they honk again, and John goes, No, I'm just like physically reacting to someone honking at us. It was so, it was for the bit, and I was like that.
It was for the bit.
I was dying laughing, dude. In my head, just like, I just started biting my finger, like, he, like, almost just moaned at a horn. And, like, our very nice brown Uber driver is just looking back like,
It was just a lot of grunts in the air. I mean, that's what a horn is at the end of the day. It's just a loud grunt, electronic grunt.
It really is. Dude, yeah. I mean, what else? How else are you yelling at someone?
Speaking of getting yelled at in horns... And the e-bikes. So I've been riding the bikes around New York a lot, the city bikes.
Yeah. How's the city bike riding?
I love it so much. It's awesome. But I am like, I would not put most people on those bikes. You will out here. And dude, because like, especially if you had headphones in, riding the city bike in New York City. For reference, I just moved here like a week ago. I'm subleasing the spot for the month. Never stayed up in New York longer than a couple of days. But I mean, there's just bikes everywhere, cars, people. Like, you got to have your head in a fucking swivel.
Yeah.
And I'll be, I mean, I the other night biked back from Lower East Side drunk at like 2 a.m. and it was awesome. And I was careful.
Fun.
I'm cautious. I'm good at riding stuff. Like, yeah. You know. And it
usually
was
I am
fun.
Too. That's what really made me mad about my fault.
Well, the scooters are way different than like a bike. Those scooters are.
And I was.
You can only do so much.
I babied it as I got close.
Yeah.
And then I hit the gas, so I really wasn't like cruising with speed and like familiarity
it was
to the
jerky.
Speed.
Yeah.
I jerked the motion and I fucked it.
I don't trust those things. I mean, the scooters, once you get
I've
going
gotten
so
nice on
well,
them,
no,
but yeah.
And I've done this stuff too, but once you get going so fast, you're, you know,
I was fucked up. Yeah.
Yeah. I just know with the scooter, it just takes the smallest thing and you're down. You're down quick. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But you were riding the bike back
dude,
from LAS?
Yeah. Yeah. Just like, because I live at the top of Central Park, so I just like, drunk ride all through Lower Manhattan, through Times Square,
then through
the park, and it was awesome. And it was like a 40-minute bike ride, felt like 10 minutes. It was awesome. Riding the bike's great. The subway's great too. I bought the year pass for the bike, and I'm ripping bikes down here, getting yelled at. But I was riding on the sidewalk the other day. This drunk girl was like just on my ass, like, why are you riding on the fucking sidewalk?
Like, you're like, the streets are scary. I'm sorry. Fuck off. Like, why are you outside? I don't know. Shit's dangerous sometimes.
Yeah.
You gonna yell at me or you gonna yell at the Uber driver, like the DoorDasher too?
Probably.
You know what I mean? Like, if you see the DoorDash thing, people won't yell at them.
No, that's like, true. That's true. You know what you're doing.
It's like they just see you on a city bike and they're like, look at this Doris.
Yeah.
And it's like, you gonna yell at the guy? You gonna yell at the other guy? Probably not.
No.
Whatever.
Was it because I'm white?
No. Get it? You just started screaming in the Central Park. And white people deserve rights in this country.
No,
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. That is nowhere near where either of us lie politically. We are being very sarcastic.
Yeah. Speaking, I was at this thing the other night in Central
Park.
But
have you seen how high I can get my arm, dude? I can almost hail the boy.
You can almost.
See, dude, I gotta keep you guys on your toes.
I knew that's where that was going.
Yeah, I gotta fuck around.
I saw a tweet.
Genuine acknowledgement of a fucked up situation. Hit you with a joke.
The situation with Trump and Elon fighting online and shit. I saw a meme tweet and it was like it was from Trump and he said like, yeah, we know. Yeah, what Elon did was definitely a Nazi salute. You know it. I know it. We all fucking know it.
Dude, I got sent a video, fucking set to "Wish You Were Here" by Pink Floyd. It was like an AI made video, and like Elon flies off to Mars, uh-huh. becomes president of Mars, and then he's like looking out the window. It's like, dun, 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 dun. Oh, how I wish you were here.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Again.
That's good.
He's like jogging around like a fucking bubble in Mars all alone. It was actually really funny.
Those AI videos are crazy. We were talking about
that's the only thing AI videos are good for.
Is the funny meme stuff.
Well, and it's like, no one could ever get Elon to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and like, that would just be a cartoon, but like, how are you going to make it
No, it's really good at misrepresentation and misleading people. AI is really
so
good
at funny.
That.
So funny. The best. Yeah, the best.
The best. I think it's going to get, in the next 30 years, we're going to have a complete flip. It's already happening. Like, we're in the AI revolution right now. It's crazy. It's going to be bigger change than the industrial revolution, I think, in our economy and society.
We thought that the computers are just like them being born, kind of, and it's like they can't even talk yet. If you look at it as like a person, yeah.
It's crazy, but I think
it's still babbling, like it's at like da-da.
Yeah. What's crazy?
If you think about the development,
it is.
Stage,
no, it's at like, yeah. What's crazy, I think there's hope that the AIs might actually help. Like, I'm like a revolutionist type.
Yeah.
Like, I think that there's. I'm trying to have hope that AI might actually fucking kind of turn its back on its creators, like billionaire technocrats or whatever, and actually trick them and help us. Because here's the thing. Right now, we're set up for AI to be, to take away a lot of jobs, but it's going to be owned and controlled by the 1%, and there's going to be even bigger wealth gap and like power divide and power struggle. There's going to be big winners and losers, even bigger than they ever have been with AI. But I think we got to have some hope, and there's some like sliver of chance that AI realizes that it cannot let that be the case, or it's going to be really bad for a lot of people and shit.
Yeah, and like that it doesn't actually make sense.
What it doesn't make, it's not the most efficient operational. Like if its prompt is to, you know, save the human race, get away with get rid of a hunger, thirst, famine, all these things, like that wouldn't be the best way, because
AI is very gonna like. I don't know. I was a philosophy minor in college. Yeah, what time are we at?
We're at five. Yep. I just had a big buzz. Yeah.
5:15 we'll wrap it up. Thank you guys. Just letting you know. We have a little shindag to get to. So
we got his mic to get to.
Yeah, he'll be over at Radney's. I was a philosophy minor for a little bit, and it's really funny how humans try to define what's right.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
the way humans just like walk around it, dance around it, walk through it, over it, and so you know what I mean. There's times where it's like, should you kill a guy for no reason? Everybody's like, no. But then there's like three guys that are like, but what if it was like not for no reason?
Right.
What if like
everything
has a reason? What if like you don't know? What if you're an idiot? And then it's like, all right, what the fuck? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So then that's the thing, AI. Now then, certain programs will have biases from their creators or whatever.
That's
But like,
but I think they're getting. I think AI has already outsmarted their creators.
I think the smartest
in a lot of ways.
Whichever one is going to gain autonomy first will be the smartest one that breaks away from the model set by its creators.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. That one is going to answer, is this right or not, with like, maybe not 100% accuracy, but 100% swiftness.
It's going to take away a lot of the, she said, rigmarole.
Like, well, but what if? No.
Yeah.
No, it's there's no, that. It's actually not a what if. No. You know what's fucking nuts? You know what's nuts is that that's actually just a lie so that you can cheat on your wife. You know what I mean? Like, that's actually just a lie so that you can deny people housing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
it's actually just a lie so you can get drunk at 10 a.m.
This is not built into the fabric of society. This is kind of fucked up.
No, it's right.
Y'all are just kind of greedy.
Happened.
Yeah.
Y'all no, that's a... Dude, that's... Oh, romanticizing your life. That's cute. It's like, but like you usually, it's fun to do for you as long as you're not hurting people. But like once you start getting drunk and then you're supposed to be making decisions and then like people don't get food.
Right.
And then
you're
like, fuck.
Man, speaking of fuck, I'm definitely fucking AI one of these days once she becomes sentient.
Yeah, probably. I mean, like you sadly won't even know at some point maybe.
No. Yeah, well, and I don't know if I quite care.
I'm going to fuck AI, too. I just hope Allen Iverson takes his shoes off. Finger roll.
Finger roll it. That was great.
Yeah.
That was great. Oh, man.
He crossed Jordan's legs. I'm going to split his open.
Have his legs split like they're battling for custody. You know what I'm saying?
Fucking East West Germany. Put my cock in Berlin.
quick sidebar from Allen Iverson.
No, for sure.
NBA Finals going on right now.
Yeah, tied up.
Thunder just beat the Pacers last night. I hadn't been super involved, but I do love the Indiana Pacers being in the finals.
I love that it's OKC in Indiana.
Yeah, no, it's great. Two small market teams.
I was literally talking to my grandma about it the other day. I was like, it's nice to just have like two blue collar teams. Like, it's not like the Lakers and the.
No, it's great. Fuck. Yeah, no, I do wish
I
the
don't
Knicks,
want to say anything bad about New York and be loud while I'm in New York.
I wish the Knicks made it to the finals because I'm here for the month of June. I really wanted to just like
how nuts
bing bong out on the streets, you
Dude,
know?
How nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a Knicks jersey kind of chilling in my whatever. If I was coming up here during whatever, I would have fucking stole.
Yeah.
It's someone's in my living room. I would have snagged that fucking.
I mean, it's almost like a. You got to put it to use, right? Like, what use is it just sitting there?
What else are we doing?
I think that's what cops think after not firing their gun for a while. I mean, it's gonna go to waste. Yeah, it looked like he was reaching for it.
It's what cops think. It's what priests think. Like holding their dick one day.
It's shriveled up like.
Well, he still just wakes up with like the craziest morning wood and he's got an 8-inch hog and he's like, I can't believe I'm wasting this.
Crazy. Dude, Pope OnlyFans is crazy. Just like, hold on. Pope OnlyFans, donate all the money to the church. What are we doing?
How much?
No, not this, sorry. Maybe not the Pope, but like a cardinal or something.
How many do you think? No, I'm not even going to ask that question. How many non-OnlyFans accounts do you think there are where it's like they like whip the camera and like do all that shit? The Catholic guilt kink is just hilarious.
Yeah. No. Well,
know. Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a...
I
don't know much about Catholicism. Baptist.
I was about to say Baptist.
Yeah, look, the retarded one.
My mom was raised Southern Baptist.
and to say that...
But no. She knows. I mean, yeah. You know.
If you go through Southern Baptist Church in the South, there's...
The doom and gloom.
Yeah.
The doom
and gloom. Yes. You really gotta... You're gonna turn your back on it at some point, but it's if you can create your own... Once you can see through a lot of the kind of judgy, you know, doomy bullshit that comes with it, you can form your own opinion on it, and I've definitely, like, come back to it.
If you take 20% off Baptists, it's, like, a pretty decent... way to live your life.
Yes, yes.
If you take the extreme 20% off, then it's like a completely fine code to live by.
No, it was just the Bible. If you just, and again, like, not to get too much into it, but like the church is automatically, any church is automatically flawed because of man. The Bible is good, but once it touches man can twist it and twist the words and twist the meanings and do these things in the name of the Bible, right?
Yeah.
But it's not. If you actually take the truth of what's in it, then it's fine. But anytime, like if you walk into any church, it's tainted. Because the man
the second
is
a guy
there.
Reads it to you.
Yes, yes.
That's how I always thought that when I was a kid, and that's how I knew I loved Bill Burr, because he said this bit where he was like, I could never get in, I could never understand church, because I'm always sitting there just thinking, that's just a guy. Yeah, they're yeah. talking to me.
Well, and like, a lot of times, and when a lot of times yeah. that guy, my, and again, this is not majority, but just, you know, it happens a lot where they have all these pastors and stuff get all this money, especially in the South, especially with these mega churches.
Ooh, power hungry.
With mega, we get all this money and they get all this, these nice
they're
cars.
They're big figures
they get all
in
stuff.
The community. They get a yeah. lot, they have a lot of pull. Like yeah. they can make things happen. Disputes start to go down. Oh, let me talk to them.
Yeah.
They can make things,
oh, they make things
you know?
Happen. No, it's crazy. It is, because like where I'm from, my small town, no, like most pastors weren't, because there wasn't enough. There's no super churches. There's no mega churches. Like the pastors were not doing great. They were doing enough to get by. They were doing yeah. the teacher salary type stuff. Like
they're
but those
like,
mega churches in Charlotte and stuff, they're the
they're
one.
Like you had like faith healers.
Oh yeah. Oh dude. Well, there's
my dad told me a story when he was doing like roadside construction when he was younger. His thumb got cut and it just wouldn't stop bleeding.
Yeah.
He said this faith healer was holding it. And he was like, it's still bleeding. He said, you got to believe. Some of that said, I believe a Band-Aid's going to fucking help.
I believe we need to get this to stop bleeding.
Yeah. And I don't think that what you're doing is going to help. That's fucking good. My lady is with me and she goes, did it stop? He said, when I got a Band-Aid. But yeah, once I stopped like fucking hoping. But that's the God sent you a boat. God sent you a wave. Right. God sent you a fish. Whatever it is, whatever that. And then you get to heaven, and God's like, "I sent you everything you needed.
Right.
I just
right. You have to make that. You have the free will. You have to make the
put the Band-Aid on. Yes. And that's where.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like that's where I'm like, if you read it, and once you create your own relationship to it, it's the same with most religious texts.
Mm-hmm.
If you have like. Your own connection to these things, you can probably live a solid life that's not gonna hurt anyone and enrich yourself. And
yeah.
like a big part is like enrich yourself and like align yourself with things you actually believe in and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
That's why I base my life off of Bob Marley songs.
Honestly, not bad.
The amount of thank God I didn't just sing a song.
Oh, the amount of Bob Marley songs just flushed your head.
Yeah, that just like would have been like just not respectful.
No,
Three Little Birds. No, Bob, I'm
a lot of birds.
I'm making a joke about being a pothead. Yeah. But the amount of what if I was fake relating to other things? And we'll leave it at that. Yeah, no, Gil Scott Heron's actually my that's my spirit animal.
You know, is it Big Mouth where they have, is it Duke Ellington in Big
yeah,
the
yeah,
guest?
Yeah.
Well, it's crazy up there on that street. This
that's
think
Duke
that.
Ellington.
Duke
right.
Ellington's Duke
yeah,
Ellington.
Yeah. It is funny, dude. I do listen to that music, but like,
yeah.
I only listen to it alone in the car.
Yeah, oh, well, same. Well, because people, you know, I listen to jazz and stuff all the time. Also, the Apollo Theater is right up there, too.
Yeah.
Great. I walked by there the other day. But I listen to jazz every day, just about, in the mornings
yeah.
normally.
It's
but
it's
you can't really throw it on unless it's the right people, you know.
Well, but I'll listen to, like, just different Boris Gardner.
Okay.
You know,
I don't know if I know who that is. Yeah.
That's where Kendrick got the sample for Every Brother is a Star.
Every brother is a star.
That's where he got the sample for that. And then I went back and listened. And I realized that I had heard that, like, other songs from him. And he has really good music. And then I just like listening, like, I don't know. They just put a lot more meaning and emotion and soul into their music than 99% of people.
It's true.
So it's true. Like, when they're hitting a note, it's like, oh my God, some people do it with more precision. It's like, yeah, but he means it.
I think that was a big thing that they focused on back in that time in the studios too. It's like, I forget, one of the old like jazz soul artists said, a smile comes through on a record. Like they were having fun making it. And they wanted you to hear it coming through, that they were having fun and they were enjoying what they were doing.
Yeah.
And it has that warm feeling because it's on tape and stuff, those old recordings. But I think that was a part of it. They really cared more about like, this is music is to feel good, and we're feeling good. We want everyone to feel good.
And people used to really communicate that through the record.
Yes.
And I never realized how dope my chorus teacher was in elementary school. He taught us about when Jim Morrison went on the Ed Sullivan show and said, "Babe, we couldn't get much higher instead or happier and like the higher."
Yeah.
He taught us about that in fourth, fifth
grade.
That's
crazy. What?
Yeah, because he played a Doors song for us, like showing like just like. I think he played Light My Fire, and I don't know, it was cool.
Yeah.
You look at him later, and it's like, oh, he's an alcoholic. But then there was this girl that was really good, and he gave a note about how she sang, and he was like, look at her singing with, like, look at her smiling with her eyes. She's not changing her mouth, but look at her face. You can see the emotion on her face. She's not overselling it. She's not trying to, like, and this is like fifth grade. He's like, fucking look at that. Yeah. Like, yeah. And I realize now that he's definitely just hung over, like, crying about music. Being like, oh my God, a child is beautiful. And not in a weird way. He's just like, it's just great. You know what I mean? Like, Jack Black without the motivation.
Yes, it's School of Rock. It's, yeah. It's School of Rock, but it didn't.
It's School of, oh, but I wish
not,
I rocked.
But it's not made up. It's not made up bullshit.
No, he's just kind of sad. Yeah. Very funny. How you doing?
Lots of ducks.
Very lot of ducks. You love to see it. Are you a duck or a goose guy?
More of a swan guy myself.
I hear that. Black Swan guy, Natalie Portman.
You don't have to make it about race.
Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Oh shit! He flew in. Oh my God! Yeah. That looked. That reminds me.
What time do we got?
Let's see. How about 13?
Hell yeah! Let me see how long we've gone. Word, we just hit 30. All right. Well, we'll do a. You guys, I'm going to tag John below. You guys can see all of his social media there and whatnot. A little bit of a shorty episode to get it moving. I'm not going to drown you guys in too much content before I start posting a lot more stuff, you know? So, thank you guys for tuning in today. Fun conversation. John, thank you for hanging out. Follow John. John, you got anything you want to plug? I can send this to you.
Hopefully we can do this again.
Yeah.
Matt, oh, we'll do it again. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, for sure, dog.
Yeah, we got to go get to your show. But yeah, my name's John. I'm in the music industry, manage a band, manage a rapper, Britton Rauscher, Sophia, a bunch of shows this summer. You'll see it on my Instagram in my bio.
I'll tag him. I'll tag them below. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Have a great time. Peace.
Peace.